The state wants what's called an incidental take permit for managing piping plover habitat. Explain what this means.
So take under the Endangered Species Act could be to kill, harm, or harass, injure, or intend to do any of these things to a federally listed species. And in this case, the activity is completely lawful. It is beach management. There are guidelines, and the state regulates the beach management. And sometimes birds may be exposed to a disturbance. Because Massachusetts has been so incredibly successful in managing their population, the birds have increased to the point that if we were to manage every beach according to the guidelines, recreational access could be severely, and in some cases has been, really restricted.
Why would the federal government agree to something like this?
Right now, the preliminary estimate is about 689 pairs in 2015, and that exceeds the New England recovery goal. So we're acknowledging that the job has been well done. We have a lot of plovers, so there's certainly room for flexibility where we may say not all the habitat needs to be fenced and the state lays out clear conditions under what that might occur. Or say you have a nest, a bird puts a nest down right in that pedestrian access point. Well, you have to close it so then people can't get to the beach. So we may be able to have a narrower buffer around that nest or move the nest so that that access is still available. Because once you get beyond it, then you may have open beach for people to use.
Now, the National Seashore is working on its own plan for habitat management for the plover population because it's federal land. And one element of that plan is that managers would be allowed to kill predators. Does the state plan have this provision too?
We don't want to lose plovers. At a minimum, we want to keep the population stable, but ideally we'd like to see it continue to recover. So the state of Massachusetts has proposed as the only way to mitigate is through selective predator management. And that means going after those predators that are targeting the eggs and the chicks or the adults. Not a scorched earth policy by any means. It's very similar to what the Seashore is proposing as well. We have maybe 2,000 pairs of piping plovers on the entire Atlantic coast, and how many hundreds of thousands of predators?
Well, thanks so much for talking with us and explaining some of the ins and outs of this plan.
You're very welcome. I really appreciate your interest.